Well, hello, hello. It's Gatsby again. Just thought I would make a little chat recording as I am getting ready for bed. And not that there's anything in particular I like need to talk about. I just think it's fun to have this kind of more one-on-one personal discussion. If you hate it, I apologize. But I feel like I'm doing it more for me than you, so. So, I was just wondering with you guys, does anyone have, like, their regular voice and then their, like, sexy voice? And sometimes, does your sexy voice make its way into your day-to-day, non-sexy times? So, the reason I ask is that I do have that little difference with my voice, and I feel like I can't always control it. It happens a lot when I'm on the phone, and it's been pointed out to me multiple times, which is funny, but also incredibly awkward when it's being pointed out while you are at work. The first time it happened, I was working at a place where we had to call our customers so they could come pick up their products when they were ready. And it was basically the same message. It was always a voicemail that we left. So it got really, like, I sounded like a recording, I'm pretty sure. But our customers were always either, like, families or it was kind of like a wholesome place. So this lady came to pick up her order. And she was older. And my boss at the time was this little Cuban lady who wasn't a great boss, but that's a different thing entirely. And she had just come out and was sitting behind the pickup area with me when this customer arrived. And, you know, I was ringing her up and everything. And then she was talking with the owner. And the owner was very, like, sociable, laughable, not laughable, made people laugh. Good God. Apologies for just rambling and mixing up words. Anyways, and so the customer's like, oh, you know, and who left the message on my machine? And I was like, oh, yeah, that was me. And she said, you know, it was, like, a very nice professional voicemail. And we're like, oh, thank you so much. That's great. Thanks. You know, it's great to get kudos like that in front of your boss. And then this old lady, she was like, you know, it kind of sounded like one of those phone sex operators. And my boss nearly fell off the chair she was sitting on. And the customer, this older lady, just like, not that I would know what those sound like, you know, just they have commercials on TV. And she was trying to cover her tracks really quickly. It was not working. And my boss looked at me, just like, now you know what your next job is gonna be. So there was that. That was great. It was actually pretty funny, and I don't mind it that much. But it's about when I realized that my phone voice and my, like, sexy voice are pretty much the same thing. And I haven't really heard anything about it since then. Where I work now, I basically, there's a row on one side of a counter, and then on the far side of the counter is another row. So my desk is directly across from somebody else. So whenever I'm on the phone, a bunch of people will start to laugh, and I have to try and make it through a conversation without also laughing because I know that I'm doing it, but I can't not answer the phone that way. It's just my customer service voice, I guess. It's also my servicing voice. And when they start to lose it about it, because they pick on me about how I sound on the phone, I know that's what they're laughing about. Because I might have just been talking like I am right now. And then just slips right into that as soon as I pick up a phone. I'm wondering if anything like that has happened with any of you. Since you clearly are in, a similar position to me where maybe you use your sexy voice a little more frequently. So maybe it slips into your everyday, life. Yeah. So I guess that's my main question for you guys. As I am heading off to bed, hope you guys had a great day and hope you have a great rest of your week. Adios.